para ir a ver, eu não sei. Então, uma na manga, nem não sei, nem tem mais que então.
Maia, pode tinha tio esta má.
Eu vi se tio.
Maia.
Uma china, as manga.
Chimita mate.
É, chimita. Uma tarde, um gato, um gato. Não, não, mas se eu ia bastar um gato, mas aí, porque saiu, mas não, 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 não,
não,
não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não,
não, he's been dead for a while, but I remember him when I was a young girl. Jimmy Tommy, I don't know if you remember him, but he was one of the ones that knew some of the songs for that too. And he said, she said, he even said one time, even if you just do tobacco and like smoke and I guess blow and stuff, and that would help prevent it from coming here to wherever you were at. Like the hurricane from being so bad. You might catch some of the winds, but not as bad. So he was one of the ones that did that with tobacco.
That's interesting, because I had the impression, when I was here before, hardly any Seminoles would smoke cigarettes. And Josie or somebody said, no, you only do it when you want some kind of power.
Yeah, it's usually medicine. Like the regular tobacco you grow, you know, the tobacco plant.
Yeah.
I remember when I was growing up, they used that for medicine quite a bit.
Yeah.
And
Josie said, I think if there was some kind of a serious discussion, a meeting or something, where you wanted to your way to win out, then you'd smoke ahead of time in order to give some power to what you were saying, your argument.
They use even now in modern times, we use cigarettes sometimes for that. I'm not a smoker, so if you see me smoking some cigarettes, you probably most people would think, oh, she's using medicine, which would be it in my case, but I try not to be.
Yeah.
So open with it.
But it looks to me like a lot of people smoke now that didn't, you know,
people smoke. A lot of young people are smoking just the smoke.
Yeah. Well, you must be ready to go to a choppy.
Yeah, I'm going to probably run her up there and feed the kids and run her up there. I don't know if that was any help.
It was. It's fine. And what I'm thinking is what would be nice, if and when I come back, then maybe I could sit down with you and write the whole thing out and with a close translation as well as a transcript of the whole thing, but no, this is fine.
That's
very
good.
Useful. Thank you very much.
She said they even had medicine for just thunder, so that your thunder wouldn't hit. Like near your area, like a bad thunderstorm. She said they had stuff like that too.
Do you think that, what do you say,
Fablichichobe? That's hurricane.
Is that
like big?
Direct translation of hurricane or any big wind?
Fablichichobe means like big.
Big wind.
But mostly when our people talk about Fablichichobe, they're referring to when somebody says Fabli Chichobe, automatically I think of hurricane. I don't think of just like Fablichichobe is hurricane. Fablichiwante is more like just strong winds. Fablichiwante or Leon, Fablichiwante or Manguara Cholenoga. That's just like strong winds.
Do you know how to say Fablichichobe in Creek?
No.
See?
She's a punge, public to chubby, now getting go. That is the most
famous. Public to chubby, that's the thing.
And a police way. And a police
way,
and a police way, and a police way, and a tornado in Mississippi. And a police
way.
And a police way, it's tornado.
And a police way.
Ogobachit is rain. Ogobachit.
Ogobachit.
It's Rain. It's Rain.
Bueno, ya, y en el resto, ¿cómo vengo eso? ¿Cómo vengo a necesitar, hombre?
¿Qué me está, mamá?
Sí.
She said the song Jimmy Tommy.
¿Qué me está? Uva, se te noca, te noca, te noca, se le va a ir, y yo va. Vos me quedo un poquito, yo va a ser chugurí, papá, vos va a ser chugurí, como un gan. Ay, aquí, por ser eso. Y yo, como si, no, 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 no,
Jimmy Tommy, the only thing she remembers is the song referred to, sang about buffalo, it had buffalo in it. She said that one is more for like not the hurricane, but like a bad thunderstorm. That's what he used to sing. Jimmy Tommy used to sing that one. I wonder if it's because you know when buffalo, like a stampede or a herd, they make that sound. Because I know there's a lot of medicine when you're practicing, they have animals, but they portray to something they've done or or color or. And you know the sound of like a buffalo herd, it's like thunder.
Something,
It's
a long, long time ago. Seminoles heard that.
To make it where if it's coming but you won't be like right in your path, you'll still hear parts of it, but before you know it, it's going to just kind of pass and you'll just hear it going. I can't believe the stuff she remembers.
That whole song suddenly came to head.
She does that quite a bit. She'll just...
Yeah. Faith in Shimago.
They, see how I can describe it. They believe, like I said, some things can cause illness, nature things. That she says somebody could send lightning to you and it would make you ill. And this was one of the songs they sung to prevent that.
Mm-hmm.
Like being, getting sick from that.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning or thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she makes it, but in a way, from go. That's the man, but the first day, they went.
Yeah.
They did. So when they got that, she didn't know, then, in the way.
Yeah. Just like the ending of the chant. Dash, you think of like lightning hitting something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a completely different subject. Does she know a song, a counting song that goes something like Sahahan
Tokake? Hopange, Onashpi, Hopange, Onashpi, Hopange, Onahali, Chiktai, Tinga.
No way.
Hopange, did you know that you Onashpi? Farming, Tugling, and Tinga. She said that she used to hear it,
yeah.
But she said she don't quite remember it,
yeah.
But she used to hear it.
Because I have a recording of, I think I have a recording of Josie Billy, that there's, he said it was the origin of counting, the sort of
I think James sings it.
Yes,
have you heard it?
I've heard
it
on the tape, yeah.
Or something. But it's more modern, isn't it, the one he sings?
I think so, because Josie Billy said he had, what he described it as men sitting around a fire saying, how are we going to count? So there's these two or three different ones, and then in Creek, and then in Miccosukee. So you get this, and they're all
mixture.
They're all slightly similar, but, and the one that James sings is one of them.
One of them.
One of them, but not the final one. There it goes. And it ends with hapok. But I can't remember. I think I've got a tape of it.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. 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 Yeah.
That song, or that way of counting, is spread among Indians all the way up to Canada, along the east. In the
oh,
east.
Really?
We've got examples here and there.
That's
similar, but not. So it's a kind of a piece of folklore that's spread.
It
and
is.
People give different meanings for it. The people in Oneida in Wisconsin used to say, that's the way you sing when you're counting barrel staves, when you're making barrels. But, you know, it was a way of, other people say, well, that's an old way of counting. But it's, they're so similar that it might be just a.
We had done a tape. I worked in bilingual education for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We had done a tape, and they had it at Al Fudgeke, and I should have made a copy of it, but hopefully they still have it. I need to check on it. Where we were just trying to teach kids how to count, but
mm-hmm.
I wanted to record it.
Yeah.
So I would say one in English, and she would say one, and Mexican would go two, and then we went back and forth to up to 100. So hopefully they saved it.
Yeah. Okay, let's call it quits.
Oh.
Many thanks.